Welcome back to Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, Module 3. In Module 3.3, we're going to be discussing point of view. Now, in every story, there's a protagonist who has a point of view, or a POV. This is the main character, the one the reader empathizes with, the reader's vehicle through the story. In monster fiction, you can choose to tell the story from the monster's perspective, making the monster your protagonist, or you can choose to tell the story from the hunter or victim's perspective, making the monster's foe or prey the protagonist. If your monster is the main character, and not a secondary point of view character, but the actual protagonist, then your monster has to be intelligent and sympathetic enough to be relatable to the reader in order to serve as the reader's vehicle through the story. That's because if we don't identify with the protagonist in some way, at least a partial identification, we won't be comfortable using that character as a vehicle through the story. Decide if you want to tell the story from your monster's point of view, or the monster's foe or prey's point of view. The one you choose will depend on the kind of monster you've been creating. Now, remember, a protagonist does not need to be likable per se. You aren't trying to create a protagonist who's going to be your reader's best friend. That's not the goal. He must be likable and fascinating enough for a reader to want to follow him through a story from beginning to end. The less likable a character, the more fascinating he has to be. So think of it as a scale. The less we like someone, the less we want to spend time with him. Unless he's really, really interesting to us, then we'll endure some unlikable qualities. As the likable side of the scale goes down, the fascinating side goes up, and vice versa. Now, of course, you could have someone who is supremely likable and eminently fascinating. But if he's not super likable, he'd better be much more fascinating to keep the reader engaged. Hannibal Lecter is an iconic example of this. He's kind of likable because he's charming, intelligent, and well-mannered. So on the surface, he's likable. But at the same time, he's extremely repulsive because we know beneath those surface traits of charm and intelligence and manners, he's a serial killer who eats his victims. So why would we want to follow a character like that? Because we're fascinated by those two sides of the scale. The repugnant side, which fascinates us, and the likable side, which draws us in. Frankenstein's creature is sympathetic because, despite his sins, we feel bad that he was abandoned and despised. So, you may or may not find him likable. He's more repellent than a Hannibal Lecter because of his looks and his brutishness. But through his point of view, we understand that he's also intelligent, thoughtful, articulate, he's philosophical. So if he had never shown kindness to the family in the woods or the little girl, we wouldn't be able to take his side. But because his brutish, violent, repellent side is balanced by this likable side, and then there's the fascination of what's happened to him and what is causing him to behave the way he does, we are drawn in. And that's a character we could not like if he didn't have a point of view. If we only saw Frankenstein's creature through Victor Frankenstein's eyes, we would only see him as a miserable, brutish killer. Now, if we look at something like the Gremlins, Mogwai is cute and lovable, and not a monster. But in true fairy tale fashion, the boy is given three rules that must never be broken. Don't get it wet, don't expose it to bright light, and don't feed it after midnight. Again, in true fairy tale fashion, all three rules are broken, and out come the monsters. Hideous, nasty killers. It's almost a Jekyll and Hyde story, where the cutest thing you've ever seen unleashes the most hideous things you've ever seen. And that is a story where the monsters don't need a point of view. You've got the attractive side and the repellent side both seen through the protagonist's eyes, the boy's eyes, and they're split into two creatures instead of contained in one. So Frankenstein and Hannibal Lecter, we're talking about the same characters, balancing that scale, less likable, more fascinating, more likable or interesting, intriguing, charming, attractive, right? Likable is kind of an umbrella term here, then the less fascinating they need to be. So in something like Gremlins, the monster splits, as in Jekyll and Hyde, and we've got two separate characters, one embodying the light, one embodying the dark, neither of which need a point of view, because the protagonist can be our access point for both of those creatures. Now, when you write a monster, you need to decide how much you're going to humanize it, how likable and sympathetic you'll make it. It could be completely unlikable, as in horrible, scaly aliens. But you can play with the slider and create a more nuanced portrait of your monster, as with Frankenstein's creature or Hannibal Lecter. So those characters are unsympathetic because of their nature and crimes, but they're fascinating because they are dark and bizarre. And some piece of us can sympathize with some piece of them, as much as we might not like to. Now, creating a monster point of view is about considering the balance you need to strike between attraction and repulsion in your readers. Because if your monster is too repulsive, your readers won't want to read the story. A monster that is completely repulsive is going to fall in the category of things to destroy, such as Jaws. All right, now should your monster have a point of view? The short answer is, it depends. If your monster is your protagonist, he will clearly have a point of view. But if he is the antagonist or a supporting character, as in The Island of Dr. Moreau and other mad scientist stories, it all depends. Why do you want to give your monster a point of view? How will your monster's point of view advance the story? What will your monster's point of view contribute to the reader's understanding of events that is unique and unavailable from any other source? Can you write your monster's point of view without creating spoilers? Those are all questions you need to answer before you decide to give your monster a point of view, unless, of course, he's the protagonist. Do not give your monster a point of view just to give him a point of view. Answering these questions in comprehensive detail, explaining how and why this point of view will serve both your story and your reader, will help you determine whether or not to give that monster a POV. Coming up next in Module 3.4, we have another reading, this time a ghost story. See you soon!